What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end.
Hello there, Evil Murr here, and I am... Wow. I was going to do a daily podcast, and then I did a Process the Day Zero podcast on the 1st, and I made a video and everything, and I put it up on YouTube and crap. And then I had to write, and then I had nothing left. No, actually, I was trying to do a Day One podcast, and Final Cut crashed, and I lost all my work. And then I'm just like, well, fine, I'll do Day One on Day Two, which is the earliest stumble I've ever had on doing this daily NaNoWriMo podcast. But that's more Murr talking, because Evil Murr doesn't care about that kind of thing. Evil Murr wants to tell you one of the best ways you can waste time instead of writing on NaNoWriMo, and that is for the words. Numeral 4, THEWORDS. If you're a fantasy lover, which I assume most of the people who listen are, because I usually just talk to fantasy writers, this is a place where you can build your character, take quests. On the quests, you fight monsters, and the monsters each have a different kind of value added to them. So it's like low-level monsters will be like, you have to write 50 words in 5 minutes. And higher-level monsters are, you have to write 2,000 words in an afternoon. And the monsters have drops, and you can take the drops, and then you can fulfill your quest, or you can go into town, and you can sell the stuff. Notice I haven't said anything about writing yet. This is why this site is so excellent. You can get equipment to change I think it changes the... how many words you have to do to beat a monster. But you can also just buy cosmetic stuff, because you have a paper doll of yourself that you can dress up. Still not talking about writing. You can also have a house and then get furnishings for the house. And then apparently at some point, you get another paper doll to play with, just in case the first one wasn't enough. And you get little pets that sit on your shoulder or stand beside you. I've got this creepy little puppet I like. Still not talking about writing. So then, after you've exhausted all of this, you go in and you set up your quests, set up your monsters. The recent redesign has made it a little bit more streamlined, so you can take the... it'll show you which creatures are needed to fulfill the quest that you've already signed up for, which is really helpful because they didn't have that before. And then by the time you've exhausted all of that, then you have to write. Sorry. I'd say just play with the paper dolls all day. The site has the same kind of economy that a lot of places are getting now, which I don't quite understand, but it must work for game companies or else they wouldn't do it. And that is, you use your money to buy fake money on the site. And then you use your fake money on the site to buy subscription time on the site, or you can buy some of the fancier items. So a month is 44 crystals, and crystals cost $4. $4 for 44, not 44 times 4, which would be a lot. If you're new to the site, you can get a full month free, which, you know, will take care of your NaNoWriMo month, and then you can decide whether you want to keep up with it. I know a lot of pros who use it, Mary Robinette Kowal uses it. My friend Margaret Dunlap, who's a TV writer, she uses it. And I think she's got a streak of 2,000-some days, which is mind-boggling. But it's a really good distraction. If you don't feel like writing, then you can play with the paper dolls. You can decide which creatures to fight. I'd say the one real downside to it is you have to, if you have a browser crash, then you lose your words. Because in order to play the game, you have to write in the browser, which I do, and then I just copy and paste it into Scrivener. I think you can use a good half hour to an hour of your writing time on For the Words, and so I encourage you to do so. Because nothing is more fun than trying to write and spending time doing anything else that feels like it's connected to writing. So at the end of today, which was yesterday, you should have 1,667 words. My word count is at about 2,000 right now. I had a good afternoon. But I don't know why you're doing this anyway. But if you are, then keep doing it, because you'll judge yourself if you don't. Or I'll judge you. And you don't want Evil Mer judging you. Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, Merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support. Boy, it's really hard to give encouragement when you're playing an evil person. I really do love For the Words, honest and for true.